This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Multiple texters wondering if Case Keenum rolls around town saying that he's you, because you guys have similar facial features.
Yeah, Case Keenum, I get that a lot. People, it never gets annoying when people say, hey, you look like Case Keenum. Like, yeah, thanks. Never heard that. You're the first person in 50 years that's that's ever noticed that. Ed Helms, I don't get Ed Helms as much anymore. I look more like Ed Helms, the dentist from The Hangover, than I look like Case Keenum.
I agree.
But I think just because of being in Houston, Case is obviously a lot more visible these days.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I don't look as much like John Rocker anymore. I looked like Cushing for a while, but it wasn't that wasn't ever a big deal. That was easy enough to usually it would be, you know, when it would be, we'd be in a football setting or something. And where it kind of sucked was, like, this was well after my career was over, but I might be at a Texan something, and somebody would come up all excited that it was Cushing.
He thought it was Cushing, yeah.
Yeah. You know the dumbest one ever? This will tell you how dumb Patriots fans are, what hop-on BS craps they are. I emceed, I had to MC an event before the Patriots played in the Super Bowl in Houston. I say I had to. They paid me money to do something that I never should have done, but I accepted the money because it was a Patriots pep rally.
Yeah.
So it was like this former non-Patriots player emceeing a pep rally.
Yeah.
People hated me.
They had to be super stoked about that. Yeah.
They hated me. They couldn't get me, but it was a big chunk of money. So I was like, I'll take your money to be hated by a bunch of people I already hate for a while. But I'm standing around waiting before the event began, and some guy came up to me just eyes wide open, and it was like, hey man, listen, like, you know, it's cool, like, don't worry, I won't make a big deal out of it, but can I take your picture with you? And I'm like, he's all Patriots gear and everything, and he was excited, really really excited. And I was like, hey, this feels kind of awkward, but like, who do you think I am? And he goes, you're Gronk. I'm like, what the hell are you talking? What? And this guy, it wasn't like he was, if he was a short guy, I might consider, like, oh, okay, well, you know, he's just, I'm a really tall guy compared to him, and he's looking up at me so he doesn't get perspective or something. I'm like, and I don't look anything like Gronk. So I took the picture with him.
Of course. Yeah,
No, I told him I wasn't Gronk. how about are you a Patriots fan at the Super Bowl and confuse me for Gronk?
No kidding.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
You must have been in pretty good shape at that time, because Gronk.
Yeah, but it didn't make me 3 inches taller.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between 6'6", 6'7", and 6'4".
You know how tall he is? He's that tall, huh? Gronk.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him at the Super. We saw him at the Super Bowl, and I thought it was a basketball player at first.
Yeah. All right. So you watched some Cam Robinson this weekend. You did the chores for all of us here, Seth. You saved us all from watching Cam Robinson with a far more educated eye than many of us to tell us, should we feel better, worse, or about the same as the player that I think is barring something health-wise, I think he's a heavy favorite to be the starting left tackle for this team right now.
Yeah, I think that, when they first signed him, I thought, all right, it's still maybe going to be a competitive situation at offensive tackle in general, and that it would be a three-man competition between Cam Robinson, Titus Howard, and Blake Fisher, and just maybe shuffle things around depending on what happened. It makes a lot more sense that, yeah, Cam Robinson's going to be the starting left tackle. That an opening game. Maybe at some point they shift things around. But like by and large, he's been a solid left tackle in the NFL. I think there's something with Cam Robinson where he hasn't necessarily lived up to expectations so much like it is with Titus Howard here. You end up with a more negative perception of him than you probably should have. I mean, with Titus, I agree that I feel like he's capable of being a better right tackle than he's been. But I do think some people look at his work at left guard and think that they tie that somehow to his performance at right tackle. He's a much better right tackle than he is a left guard. But with Cam Robinson, he's very, very... He's absolutely fine in pass protection. He's got long arms. He uses them well. If you've heard that Clint Sterner promo, I think Clint's exactly right on that. The biggest weakness in the thing that reminds you a little bit of Laremy Tunsil is that he's not much of a run blocker. And that where he's not as good as Laremy Tunsil is in pass protection is that he doesn't hold up to power as well. If I'm turning that into a positive, at least in terms of, okay, swarm mentality, when I watched Cam Robinson and I watched him more closely than I've watched him just, you know, in Texans games and everything, I think that he's willing as a run blocker. It's just that he lacks natural power and strength, both as a pass protector and as a run blocker, to where he's very willing. It's just there's sometimes where he can't, that stronger guys overpower him. But there's a lot of instances of him just keeping his legs churning on double teams and driving guys into the ground and all of that stuff. I think that he's probably just at his limit for what he can do as a run blocker. But is a sum total, all right, are we okay at left tackle? Yeah, as long as Cam Robinson is healthy, I feel good enough about him at left tackle. I don't think it's not the pessimism that I saw from a lot of people. And oh, you're replacing Laremy Tunsil with him? Great. No, you've got to get the other four guys better. But the Cam Robinson will be fine as long as you can get the other four guys, the other four positions straight.
Is he swarmy?
Yeah, he's swarmy. I think he's swarmy. But I think there's a ceiling as to how much you can expect from that in the
run
game.
Sure. Did the decision on Titus Howard and Blake Fisher and all the moving parts that go with that. And again, I'm asking this question knowing full well they could draft somebody that changes the calculus on the line again with the 25th overall pick, or maybe they even move up to get somebody in the draft that they view as a day one starter. But as currently constructed, if this is the offensive line, do they need to make the decision on where Titus is going to be before, like, OTAs? I mean, like, is it beneficial to Titus if he knows he's going to be right tackle? You're the right, like, how hard is that to make that shift if they feel like halfway through training camp, like, oh, no, we got to put him back at guard?
I think at this point, the biggest difference just needs to be that, as it was this last year, for the first time, when they did move Titus Howard to left guard, he seemed like he embraced it. Yeah. And he had never really seemed like he embraced it. Now, he didn't embrace it fully. At the very beginning, he was still adamant that, no, I am a right tackle. But I think that he showed that he was actually willing to... I mean, it felt like before last season when he would go to left guard, it was almost like there was a psychological barrier where he didn't want to play too well because then people would think he was guard and not a tackle.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's matured beyond that. So ideally, it depends on what happens in the draft. If you draft an offensive lineman that you think is potentially a left guard, then you're probably going to give it. You're going to make it a competition between that offensive lineman and Laken Tomlinson, perhaps. But regardless of everything else, I think that opening day. I guess, what's your question? I'm struggling with it in a way that...
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if Titus Howard is going to be the right tackle, is this something they've got to commit to, and he's at tackle
no,
for the coming season?
They don't have to, but I think that they still look at Blake Fisher as a guy that's a developing offensive lineman and that he can be the swing tackle.
Yeah.
I think in an ideal world, they draft an interior offensive lineman, maybe two, who knows, and that there's open competition at the interior offensive line. And they start off the season seeing how it goes with Titus Howard at right tackle, with Cam Robinson at left tackle, knowing that they can put Titus Howard in at guard if they have to.
Yeah, I guess that's my – I probably worded it poorly. That's my thing. Like, it doesn't feel ideal that halfway through training camp and they look at the whole situation, go, all right, now you're a guard, but they've done it with him three other times, so.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe that's why I was flummoxed a little bit, because yeah. I guess my short answer should have been no, I don't think they worry about that as much. Because this isn't like moving Jose Altuve to left field.
Yeah.
I think Titus has been there plenty of times where he has the experience that they probably, with a new offensive coordinator especially, they probably want Titus Howard to get as many reps at right tackle as possible. If they have to, I think they'd feel fine with Lakin Tomlinson at left guard. I'm not sure exactly how they feel about Ed Ingram at right guard, but I think they're going to be trying to find the right three guys on the interior more so than they're going to want to see that they need to spend time with Titus in there at left guard.
All right, Payne and Pendergast.
That's my gut at this point, but we'll see after the draft.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Did the NCAA tournament, which is probably the biggest event going on right now the next couple weeks, did they lose its best villain yesterday? Did they lose the most hated person in the tournament yesterday? We will, and I can't imagine this person if he'd taken the job he was offered earlier this year. We'll talk about that. Final segment. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop coming up next.